Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Moria Rav Hillel B'Meir Chil Mechel Arenin Kabash Mashgavo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Levracha, learning in the Shul this week, graciously sponsored by Bubby and Zadie Strong in honor of the upcoming marriage of Adina and Ariel Schneider, and by the Feit and Waltzman families in memory of the late Abe Irwin Avram Chaim Ben Tzvi Zichrono Levracha. We are in Sefer Habakkuk, and we are now in the second parak. So Habakkuk has been complaining about what to Hashem about his job and what he's supposed to do. He sees the forecast of a Bavel that's going to come up, rise from nowhere and destroy not only Ashur, but take over the world. Al Mishmartia Moda says Habakkuk, Ves Yatzval Matzor, he says, I'm remaining on my watch. I'm stationing myself near the fortress. Just like a guard doesn't leave his post, I'm not going to stop asking questions until I get a good answer, says Mitzudas David. I'm waiting to see what Hashem's going to answer me. How is he going to explain the unjustness of allowing the Rishayim to go ahead and prosper? What is the answer to that question? So, Bayanini Hashem Bayomer. So Hashem comes along and he answered me, says Habakkuk. He says, Ksov Chizayon. He says, I want you to record this carefully so it should be able to be read easily by a later generation. And Hashem said it. He says, I'm not telling you to give away all the clues. That would you'll just have to have cryptic psukim at this point in time. And so what does Hashem say? Ki od chazon lamoed. There's still more time. There'll be another prophecy that will attest to the set time. And it's going to attest to the future, and it won't lie. If it sounds like there is going to be a delay, wait it out. Make sure kibo vo lo yeacher. It's going to come. It's not going to come late. So I want you to hang out, hang in there. He says, there's going to be a future that's going to be revealed to a different Navi. And in that point in time, it may look like it's going to give up, but it's not going to. Bo yavo hine upla lo yashra nafsho bo. You should just understand that defiant will never feel satisfied. But people above it will never be happy with their numerous victories, says Rashi. They're going to keep fighting. Nebuchadnezzar also, he really only wanted to fulfill the call of destroying the Beis HaMikdash, and then he decided to not be satisfied that. But Bitzadik, Vemunaso Yechya, the Tzadik, he lives by his faith, he'll be okay. In fact, the Gemara tells us this is the essence. Bach Habakkuk Vimido Al Echad, the Gemara says, Habakkuk came along and he said, the entire Torah can be brought down to this one idea of Tzadik Vemunaso Yechya. Yafki Hayayim Bogeid Gever Yahir. You should just know, even though you should just understand how that when you have a betraying a drunkard, and Nebuchadnezzar was a person who drank too much, the Radak says, and so therefore he would often order his army to attack a nation when he was at peace with the nation because he couldn't find any rest. He will not be able to. He's an arrogant person. He will not be able to rest. He extends his desire as wide as Sheol. His hunger for conquering other nations, says the Radak, was as great as his grave. It swallows all living things. And because of that, he's going to gather all the nations and gather all the people over to himself. Halo Ela Kulam Alav Mashal Yiso Melitzachidoslo. But what he doesn't understand, as a result, is that they're all going to compose mishalim about him, and they're going to devise witticisms and epigrams about him. Biyomer Hoya Marbe Lolo Ad Masayim Achbed Alav Avatit. They'll say, how long is it going to be for you to who prospers at the expense of others? All the nations that are in servitude by the Babylonians are going to come around and say they're going to rise up against him. You're going to bring all these people together, and they're going to get together, yeah, and they're going to bump you off in the process. Hello, Pesa Yakumu Noshecha Biyiktu Mizazecha V'Hayisa L'Mishiso Slomo. You should just understand why, without warning, those who sting you will arise, and those who cause you to shudder will awake. You'll be their spoils, that is to say, the kings of Paras and Madai will one day destroy the Babylonian Empire, and they're going to come ahead and get strong. By the way, those who sting you is a reference to Belshazzar under the reign of Babel. He was defeated by the Persians in an attack. And not only that, Nebuchadnezzar's end was that his corpse was taken out of the grave. The Yalkut Shimoni points out that when Nebuchadnezzar lost his mind and he was driven away from people to live among animals, Avomerodech came up and rose to the throne. Nebuchadnezzar came back and he put Avomerodech in prison, but when he died, a bunch of ministers invited Avomerodech to go ahead and take over his throne. This time he was a lot more circumspect. He told them, "The first time I listened to you, I was thrown into jail. Now you want to tell me my father's dead? Maybe still alive, and he's getting ready just to execute me." And so the ministers decided to take Nebuchadnezzar's body out, and they showed it to him. And that's what we said. It was his own son that caused Nebuchadnezzar to be kicked out of his old grave. Ki ata shalosa goyim rabim yishalucha ko yeser amim. Right, you plundered many nations, are going to be so you. When you plundered the nations, they're going to come back to you. You spilled innocent blood, and the violence done to the city and the people's inhabitants. They're going to come after you. Woe to you, prophets, from the detriment of your house. Right, you built the house with stolen materials. Guess what's going to happen when that happens? You tried to put your nest up high and safeguard it from the hand of evil, but I want you to know it's going to understand that the people above it are going to respond, right? Your plan to cut off many people brought a lot of embarrassment to your house, right? You try to steal from them, and you're going to see what's going to happen when there's military defeat. Ki even mikir tizak the kafitz me'etz yanena. You're going to understand stones cry out from walls and splinters answer them. In other words, when you stole, the stones said, "I was stolen." And so, you know, people who are inside of you are ready to go ahead and come after you, right? Hoy bone ir bedamim bekonin kirya ba'avla. Hello, he name is Hashem Tzivakos v'yigaw amim b'day eish ulumim b'day rik yafu. You should just understand that if you build a city with blood and establish it based on wrongdoing, so Hashem says people toil for fire and tire in vain, the world's going to acknowledge that your destruction is going to be coming out because of the hand of Hashem. Ki timalei ha'aretz ladasas kavod Hashem kamayim yechasu al hayam. When that happens, just the way the water covers the sea, the world will come to see what happened to you, and they're going to see the hand of Hashem so explicitly in the process. Everyone's going to understand just how mighty and supernatural it is that Babel will be destroyed. Right? Woe to you who give your comrades to drink of your pent-up anger. In other words, Nebuchadnezzar used to invite kings of other nations to his banquets, and when he got them drunk, he would attack them. And these were the kings, and he kept them in the palace for this purpose. And he would drink and use it, and he would observe them and embarrass them in the process. He wanted to do this to knock them down into place. Well, I want you to know, Savata Kolon Mikavod, Say Gam Ata Veha Eral, right? You should just understand you're more gratified by shame than by honor, right? And so, you know what's going to happen? Tisov Alacha Kosi Min Hashem, Vikil Kolon Al Kabodecha. You're going to drink and be stripped bare. The cup of Hashem's right hand will be passed around you. And what's going to happen? Ki Chamas Levanon Yechasachach. Showed behemos yechitan mitmei adam bechamas eretz kiryah bechol yoshveva. You should just understand the violence done to Lebanon will cover you, and the pillaging of the beasts will break you. The spilling of man's blood and the violence done to the land, the city, and the inhabitants. Mahuil pesel keep salo yotzo masecho moreshaker. You should just understand what benefit is a carved idol that its craftsman sees to carve it. What benefit is an image of somebody who teaches falsehood? The craftsman in his faith makes mute idols. Hoy omer lo itza kitza uri le eben dumam hu yore vin eu tafusa abekesef v'chol ruach ein bekirbo. Right? Woe to you, say, get up to the stone. Stones don't have that ability. Instead, understand that Hashem works in the opposite. And here we begin the last parak of Habakkuk, which we will study in depth tomorrow. But this last parak is also the Haftorah for the second day of Shavuos in Chutz Laretz. We begin with the following pasuk, and then we will continue with Habakkuk's tefillah, which will be the part of the parak tomorrow. Hashem beichal kacho hasmi panav kol haaretz. Hashem, in his holy abode, let the entire world be silent before him, and the entire world, and all the people who live in it, and all they will be silent in front of Hashem. Hashem's recognition as the Melech al kol haaretz. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us the ability to appreciate it and to appreciate Him, and we will see Habakkuk's tefillah, which serves such a wonderful role in our celebration of the holiday of Shavuos. When we meet again tomorrow morning, everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.